إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونصلي ونسلم ونبارك على الحبيب المصطفى سيدنا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وتركنا على المحبة البيضاء لا يحيد عنها إلا ضال. أما بعد، brothers and sisters, we can see what is happening in our Muslims these days, and we can talk about it forever, and we need to talk about it to raise the points. And one of the points actually that I want to highlight, there are missing values, which is very clear, missing values for Muslims, that we need to raise these values. Muslims has been ruling the world, not because they are just Muslims, no, but there has been certain values that they're always raising and they commit to. And unless we get these values back and we teach it to our children, raise it to ourselves first. If you forgot about it, you can change. There's nothing to stop you to change. But we also need to raise it to our children and tell them about it and give them the examples of how to do it. And that's probably, inshallah, my speech is about. Those some of the missing values, I've just selected 7 of them, which is we need really to raise it to ourselves and to our children. And keep in mind, because some of the psychologists, books and something like that, they said that you cannot change after you've passed 5 years. That's impossible. Because if you look at the Sahaba and you look at their life, all of them have been grown up, but they've totally changed. They've totally changed upside down. And then some of the Sahaba, totally, if you look at where he was before Islam and what he is after Islam, you will find huge difference. Behavior-wise, attitude-wise, way of thinking, well, everything has changed because of Islam. And that means we can change to a better thing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, لَا يُغَيِّرُ اللَّهُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. And that means you still have the opportunity. Allah will not change situation unless we change. And that means to change at any age. You can change. All of us can do that. It's just that we have to have the driver. Something that tell us you have to change now. Now do it right. Get it right. And we can do that. The first value that we have to raise is in our hearts, al-imanu billah. The belief in Allah. We always said that, yeah, we believe in Allah. Yeah, but that is not just the word that you believe in Allah. These things has to be upfront in your mind. And you have to teach your child, daughter or a boy or whoever is he, whoever you are responsible about, those values. Because when they grow up, they have to come up with these values upfront. Faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what does the faith mean? And you have to, when you talk to a child, you have to get to some kind of tangible example. Who created sun, who created sky, who created earth? Take it into a tangible thing. Because a lot of children ask those questions, where is Allah in sky? Whereabouts? It's a normal question. That's not a bad thing for a child to ask. And you have to get him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all, and we have to believe in him. And he is one. And this, all of these things, we have to raise it and mention it each and every time with our children. Because eventually, that will change his behavior. The value of Iman, faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to raise that value in every action they do. And that takes us to the second value, at-taqwa. Ittaqa'illah, fear of Allah. Now, how to get this practical meaning, fear of Allah? To tell your child, you have to do ittaqa in everything, in every action you do. And there are lots of examples, and I give you some examples that happened to me, and examples that happened during Sahaba. During Umar radiallahu anhu, and Umar, he was known that he's always checking everybody's life secretly, not to spy on, but just to check that everything is okay. And he was walking with one of the other Sahaba, and then he found someone, a shepherd, who has been actually has sheep he's responsible about. And he said, "Can you sell us actually one of these sheep?" He said, "I'm not the owner. I'm just a shepherd who's working for someone." And then he told him, "Can't you just sell someone one to us and then tell your owner that I found a fox or something that has been taken that sheep and killed him. Just do it and just sell it." So Omar has these questions to test the people. "Just give us one and we will pay you and just have a lie to your owner." And then the shepherd told him a simple thing. "Ayn Allah? Where is Allah? I could do that, but where is Allah?" A simple word highlights taqwa, that Allah is watching me. Umar was very happy with the answer. So he asked him, who's the owner? And he went to the owner. And he found actually he's not only a shepherd working for him. He was a slave actually to this person. And he set him free. He paid for him from his own money to set him free. Because he found out his heart has that light. An-nur. Nur al-Iman. Nur al-Taqwa. That light in the heart. Another story. Umar, again, passing. And he was listening to a lady who's selling milk. And then the lady is ordering her daughter to mix water with milk. And the daughter told her, "Umar told us not to do that." And then the mother told her, "Umar is sleeping now. Do it." And then she told her, "Allah is not sleeping. Allah is still awake." A simple answer highlight how this daughter has this taqwa in her heart. Umar knocked at the door and asked about the daughter. And he gets her as a wife to his son Asim. That's to select who to marry and who to select. And how is taqwa in our hearts? A simple story happened to me with a child. And I asked him to do something. And then he came back. I told him, "Who told you to do this?" "I'm just joking." He told me, "That you." I told him, "No, you have no witness." He said, "Allah." And I was really happy with the answer. Highlights the point. Taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A value that has to be raised in our children while they are young. It's easy to get it. Show him the example. Repeat the meaning. To get him that Allah is watching you. That value grows up with him or her. Now he's going to be grown up. And he feels that Allah is watching in everything I do or everything I say. Taqwa Allah is a huge value that has to be raised while children are young. Always repeat it. Always show to your son or daughter in true examples. That raised the point. The third value, al-ukhuwa, brotherhood. We as Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Quran, خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. The difference is between us, but still we have common values. The brotherhood feeling. Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام told us the body, how to simulate and how to show us how our Muslims should react. مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم كمثل الجسد الواحد. All the believers and Muslims are like one body. One body. إذا اشتكى منه عضوا تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. If one part of your body is pain, just one little part, all your body will not feel comfortable. الأخوة. Type of a behavior in your child, in your daughter, that has to be raised. And that ta'aruf is not applicable. It doesn't have to be a Muslim that you have to treat him nicely or politely, but show him to other people. And that's the behavior that we should be. When you read the history of Muslims, you will find this type even with the non-Muslims, their neighborhood. Even they are not Muslims, but they are still a human being that we have to share with them these values. A lot of Muslims came into Islam, but just looking at other people, and how good are they? Subhanallah. Just to treat them nicely. That's all. One of the facts that I've read it 2 days ago, something really nice, but shocking to me, but it's a very good news. I found out that in Egypt, they found out that there is a high rate of actually Christians coming into Islam in Egypt. One of the Christian writers said, we are actually disappearing from Egypt, either because a lot of us are leaving, or a lot of us are converting to Islam. Subhanallah. And I was really surprised. What is going on? It's just that people are treating them nicely, just to show them what Islam is about. That's all. You don't have to do anything apart from what Allah told you to do. Just treat them nicely. Show them what Islam brotherhood is about. Treat them the way that Allah ordered you to treat it. Asma bint Abi Bakr, the daughter of the Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, came to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam and asked her about her mother. Her mother wasn't a Muslim. Should I go to her and visit her and do this? Because she rejected her up front, because she wasn't a Muslim. And he told her, no, do it. Invite her to your house. Share with her gifts. Show them nicely. We have to do that. لَا يَنْهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ لَا يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. Not because he's a non-Muslim, I have to fight him and I have to kill him. That's not a Muslim's way. Al-ukhuwa. Even for non-Muslims, brothers. Some value that we really lose because we miss showing the others how good is our religion. You and I, yes, we are not Islam himself, but we are representing Islam somehow. People are looking at us and look at Muslims, what they do. Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad because we are doing mistakes and we have to admit. And the better is we improve ourselves, then others will point at us as the good example to follow. And that was this Muslims all over the life. The good example that other people follow was Muslims. And we need just to get this behavior back. We're not going to reinvent the wheel. It's there in Quran and Sunnah. We just want to raise the value. That's all. Ar-Rahmah. Mercy. And when I say Rahmah, I mean the general Rahmah. Ar-Rahmah al-Ammah. This is a generic thing that really Muslims are missing. And I will tell you a lot of examples here, because that's what's meant. Ar-Rahimun yarhamhum ar-Rahman. This is a hadith of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. La yarham Allah man la yarham an-nas. Allah will not give you mercy if you don't mercy other people. Provide them mercy. Mercy in your own behavior. Something you do that the people will facilitate things to all people. One of the things that we are missing these days, a behavior that happened thousands and thousands of years, al-waqf, to do something to facilitate anything to everybody, a Muslim or a non-Muslim. I give you a good example, something that happens still up to now, more than 1,000 years. Imagine whoever has done this one, what amount of good deeds he's taken, al-Azhar, in Egypt. It was all a waqf. Someone built it just for charity for people. Those people up till now, look how many good deeds have they taken. Thousands, millions. Because they established this one for other people to learn. That's all. It doesn't have to be a mosque. It can be anything else. It can be anything. A small thing, provided that you do it with your good intention, you will take the thawab. Al-waqf is something that you could do generically. And if you look at our history as a Muslim, I found things that really, really far away from what we think. In Muslims' history, there was something called Waqf al-Kilab. Subhanallah. Because we have been ordered not to get dogs in our houses, People are getting mercy. Muslims. Now, where these dogs are going to take food from? They build a place for dogs and throw food for dogs to come and eat. Because those dogs at the end of the day are creatures of Allah. كبد الرطب رحمة. That's what Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام رحمة للعالمين. Things that thousands of people can utilize. It's not going to cost you a lot of money, but it's a simple thing to do. And if you can do it, imagine those people who take the responsibility and pay to dig one water well in Africa. How many thousands of people are going to drink water for how many years? All of that is for you. Do it. Al-Rahma. Something Uthman ibn Affan, in the days was very difficult during Islam, and there was one well of water owned by a Jew during that time in Medina. Uthman ibn Affan, the Sahabi, he was very rich and he was very, very clever. What he has done, he went to the owner and he told him, I'll buy from you half of that well. I'll give you good money. So one day for me, one day for you. The man said, yes, okay, great. I'll give you the half. So he gave him the half. And he said, all people in my day take water for free. What happens? Everybody takes that water from Uthman in the day for free. The second day, nobody comes to the other guy. Nobody. Because it's free for one day. And then he said, he told him, can you take the other half? I'll sell it for you. He said, for a dinar. That's all what I'm going to pay. If you take it, take it. And he's taking it. Rahmah. Do something. Mercy for all people. Whether Muslims or non-Muslims. The animals or not animals. Rahmah. This something that we really miss. Ar-Rahimuna Arhamum Ar-Rahmanu Bar-Rahmati. Mercy that we have to remember. Do something to show your mercy for other people. Allah will mercy you in the day of judgment. And we have to raise the value for these ones. Can you just one step forward for other brothers in the back? Another value. Al-Ithar. But to do this one, you really need a lot of practice. Al-Ithar. يؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة من يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. Allah mentioned this value in Surah Al-Hashr. Al-Ithar, to prefer someone else in need than yourself. Something really difficult to do. How can you love someone else better than you love yourself? Really needs a lot of resistance from yourself. Because shaitan, the first thing when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him, why haven't you ordered and obey my orders? Ana. Ana khayrun min. Me. Ana. Wali'udhu billah min ulit ana. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika minha. Something that, can you give someone else who is in need, something that you really love to do, or really love to have? Al-Ithar, one of the great values for Muslims, that you give something that really in need for you, but you can't afford to get someone else, but give it to someone who's in need. A great value for Muslims that we need to raise it and teach it to our children. Now, how can you teach it to your child? When you pay charity, for example, giving it to your child or daughter just for them to pay, a simple thing like this is telling him the message that when you grow up, do it. Without telling him to do it. Just give him the money and he's going to put it himself. It's an indirect message to the child mind. A good example, without telling him to do, he or she's going to get the message. Because that's the point. There is a lot of things in our actions that there is a lot of messages to our children, indirectly. And al-Ithar, to prefer someone than yourself, is not an easy thing to do. Definitely is not an easy thing to do. Because shaitan, whenever you are going to pay anything for charity, he's always, and really, really remember this, he's always going to come back to you, oh, wait a minute, you need to buy this from Tesco or Asda, and you need to buy this for your child, and you need to buy... All of these things come in one after the other. Why? Because he's just going to tell you, you have a lot of commitments. Just don't pay the money. That's what shaitan is doing. That's what shaitan is doing. I think a simple thing shaitan is always doing, and subhanallah, I have learned it from my father, and it's really true. If you get lost, if you lost something in your house, go and pray two rak'ah. Do wudu and pray two rak'ah. Shaitan is going to tell you, where is it while you are praying? Why? Because he wants you to lose concentration. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Yani, I've done it many times. Subhanallah is a very strange thing. If you cannot go to bed and you have, like, cannot go, just go up, do wudu, sit and read Quran. After second, third ayah, you will find them, you can't continue, and you will get into deep sleep. Why? Because shaitan won't get you to go to sleep. Because now you're getting thawab. Umar radiallahu anhu, two times, two nights, he missed Fajr. He missed it. And every time he missed it, he wake up and do a huge long salah and long dua, ask Allah for forgiveness. Huge. Two times. The third time, someone knock at his door before Fajr time to wake him up. And he said, Jazakallah. And he wake up and he did his wudu, and then he went to salah, and then he said, let's come with me. I said, no, I can't go with you. He said, why? He said, I'm shaitan. Every time I make you sleep, you take more thawab than go to Fajr. Then go to Fajr is better. So these things we have to understand. It happened to all of us. That shaitan is doing. And you have to come up with understanding that shaitan will always do this. Will always remind you with yourself and your responsibility as and when you're going to go for charity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us. Allah told us. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُخْلِفُ. Yani, that means whenever you spend something, Allah will give you better. Compensation is coming. So don't just think about how much I spend. No. Think about what Allah will give you after this. That's the point. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. So it doesn't matter actually. Money goes ups and downs. Because الرَّزَّقُ موجود. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. It doesn't matter. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى اليمين والشمال مضلة والطريق الوسطى هي الجادة عليها ذات الكتاب ومنبر السنة هلك من ادعى وخاب من افترى وهلك أعداؤنا وأعداء الله. أما بعد, the other value, العفو, forgiveness, just to forgive someone and you are able to revenge. Something really, really needs to be asked to change. A very nice story I still remember. Someone, when we had been children, someone insulted him, and while we were children, and he went in and then complained to the teacher that someone insulted me and tell me this and tell me that. And then look at the teacher, what the teacher is that to tell him the message. And then he looked at his face and said, I don't see any sign of insulting. He said, no, but he did it. He said, okay, but your face doesn't say that. So that means insult doesn't actually make anything. You are good as you are. Just ask Allah for him for forgiveness. A simple message. Because any child, when he's insulted, he's taken it personally. But there is another value behind it. Just forgive him. And that tells him, you don't have to revenge each and every time. There is something called forgiveness. Even if you can revenge, even if you can get even. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us the value. Al-kadhimina al-ghayb wal-afina an-nas. Wallahu yuhibbu al-muhsineen. The three different levels of behavior. Al-kadhim al-ghayb, to hold your anger. Not easy, but try to make it. If you pass it, you will get to the next level. Wal-afina an-nas, then you can forgive. And that means not only to hold your anger, but also to forgive. And then to get to the third and highest level, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ الْإِحْسَانِ. Subhanallah. One of the meaning is actually someone did a bad thing to you. You are able to revenge. You are able to get even. Not only you forgive him, but you treat him nicely. It's not an easy thing. You need to do a lot of changes in yourself to get to the third level. Definitely. To hold your anger by itself is not a simple thing. Ali ibn Abi Talib, he has a servant and he has some guests, and the servant did a really, really something embarrassed him in front of his people, in front of the guests. His face looks very angry, and the servant was looking at him, and she knows she has done a mistake, And then she said, "Wal kadhinina al-ghayd." And then he said, "Kad kadhamtu ghaydi." Just to remind him. Because those Sahaba, they are people like us. Get angry and get everything. But when you remind them what Allah is telling you to do, now they come back. That's what Allah told you to do. He said, "Kad kadhamtu ghaydi." And then he said, "Wal afina 'anil nas." And then he said, "Qad 'afawtu 'anki." Just to remind him, "Forgive me." And he said, "I forgive you." And then she said, "Wallahu yuhibbu al-muhsinin." To remind him the third level, what did he say? "Idhabi fa'anti hurra." He said, "For free. Go. Just go. You are free. For Allah." That's how we should be good at the example. Even if you can get even, think about forgiveness. It's a great value. You get a huge thawab behind it. Because you can't revenge. But you prefer not to. Asking Allah for this. The last one, not to make my speech very long. Al-jara'atu fil haqq. Something that we really need to teach our children, how to have the guts to say the truth without fearing anything. They don't have to be implied, they have to be polite, but say the truth. You don't have to be tough, but you have to be nice. But again, say the truth. A child, this is from the history, a child who's traveling with his family, and they have a lot of gold because they're going to travel to do trading. And then a group of thieves got them and asked the boy, "Where is the gold?" And he told them, "Where is the gold?" So they start to laugh. For them, he is really doing something stupid. "Why are you telling us?" Look at the answer. He said, "I'm afraid to be a liar if I tell you we don't have. Afraid from Allah." Subhanallah. Al-haq ablaj. But they told him, "You are afraid from Allah to lie. Even if you lie, it's okay for you. And we are not afraid from Allah to steal your money." They sent all the money back and they went away later. Jara'atul haq. Tell the truth. In a very nice, light way. But tell it. Don't be scared. Don't be scared to represent yourself as a Muslim. "I'm a Muslim." That's all. And you have to represent yourself this way. Very nicely. Because that's what we have to do. And this something value, if you can't do it today, try as far as you can, your daughter or your son, to take the value and raise it. Brothers and sisters, I'm just raising some of the values in Islam. Islam has many, many, many values. I can't take it in one speech. But there is a lot of value in Islam. A lot of things that we need to commit to be a Muslim. Because a Muslim has a certain criteria, has a certain behavior, a certain way of thinking. Because Islam is not about going to the mosque and pray and do charity. No. Islam is a way of life. It's a way of life. That's what Islam is about. He tells us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, there is nothing in life that we have an example. Everything we have an example in the Quran. And if we take the logic behind every simple example and try to make it ourselves and teach it to our children, they will get the point. And we will change ourselves, change everything around us, subhanallah. That's what Islam is about. That's what we have to do. I hope every father and everyone, inshaAllah, is planning to marry, and every sister that is going to be a wife, inshaAllah, soon, get these values and raise it from day one with your children. Islam has many, many things and many values. You don't have to be tough. No, you have to be very nice. And you have to provide the example as far as you can. Get the values to your children. Because that's what we have to do. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ذنوبنا فارحمنا أرحم الراحمين اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم اللهم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحومة وتفرقنا تفرقا معصومة ولا تجعل فينا ضالا ولا محروما يا رب العالمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. اللهم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم انصرنا على من عادانا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصرنا على من عادانا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم انصرنا على من عادانا بقوتك وعزتك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم ارحمنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم وادخلنا في زمرة رحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم يا من وسعت كل شيء رحمة أدخلنا في زمرة رحمتك. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. اللهم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم ارحمنا فأنت بنا راحم ولا تعذبنا فأنت علينا قادر. اللهم والطف بنا يا مولانا فيما جرت به المقادير. اللهم إنا نستحفظك أولادنا فاحفظهم. اللهم إنا نستربيك أولادنا فربيهم يا رب. اللهم إنا نستحفظك أولادنا فاحفظهم يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم إنا نستهديك أولادنا فاهديهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزق أولادنا زوجات صالحات وارزق بناتنا أزواجا صالحين يا رب العالمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. اللهم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، وآخر الصلاة.
سبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون.
الله أكبر.